All right, cool. So we have one more storyteller tonight, and in a bit of a show inception, he already introduced me, and now I'm going to introduce him. I just saw this gentleman, his podcast, It's All True, open up for Improv Nerd and the Kevin McDonald Show at the Athenaeum, and he was incredibly electrifying on stage. His guest was amazing. It was such a good time. I really need to start listening to your podcast more. Please welcome Mr. Tim Barnes.
Never been called electrifying. Whose iPad is this? Can I just touch it every now and then? Pretend like I have something prepared? Opening act. What is an opening act? It's an introduction. I think I'm bad at introductions. Usually I try to give people a few seconds to get adjusted to my face, you know, because I feel like there's something. Like the show that I did, I interviewed Rhymefest, and he told me that he liked my hair because it's like a hat, you know? And I do think I shield myself. This is like a helmet, bad at introductions, don't know how to talk to people, don't really enjoy small talk, which is weird because I have a podcast where I just interview people. I'm talking in front of strangers right now. It's very bizarre. Yeah, but it's true. This is a joke, but it's true that whenever I walk on the train, I feel like there's a couple seconds where people are thinking, oh my God, is he going to be crazy? You know? And I get it, because whenever I walk on the train, there's a couple seconds where I think to myself, you know what? Am I going to be crazy? Opening act. I think if my life... What is the true... I think everyone has a life, right? Everyone has a life. I have a life. If I were to write a play about my life, what would be the opening act of it? I think it's something that happened to me when I was in college. Okay. The opening, the first thing to introduce you to who I am. So a little bit of backstory. I was a sheltered kid. I grew up in South Central LA, which is a pretty bad neighborhood. I hear I wouldn't know. I wasn't allowed to go outside, like I said. Spent a lot of time with my imagination, movies, I love Lord of the Rings, you know. It's not good when you're the only black person amongst your imaginary friends, I can tell you that. So I was a sheltered kid. Loved movies. I wanted to be a filmmaker. After high school, people kept talking about college. I didn't know what it all meant. My parents really wanted me to go to college, but they didn't go to college. So I was just like, I went to college, and it's the same thing I used to do whenever I went outside as a kid, because I didn't enjoy the outside. I just, you know, my favorite activity was confused shrugging. That's like, that was me in college. Well, okay, I'm here. This is not fun. I guess I'm learning stuff. Why am I paying for this? Like, I never, like, I feel like you take tests as a favor to the teacher so they can see their progress. Like, I really, like, I used to pretend to fail classes. Well, not pretend, I would fail classes just to see if I felt anything, and I did not. And as soon as I realized I really don't care about the letter F, I began the process of becoming a comedian. So I went to Santa Barbara City College. I was a film student, and very bored with life. Very, you know, Santa Barbara's a very white neighborhood. I guess it's a neighborhood. Felt uncomfortable for things that weren't really tangible. I just felt weird. I didn't know I was in college. I was working at a movie theater. That was also they would also have a lot of live shows, so I saw a lot of opening acts there. I remember once Jack Johnson was performing there, and a very distinct memory of this guy weeping. He walked out from Jack Johnson, who was still performing, and he called his girlfriend. I don't know what he was talking about, but I very distinctly remember that. Saw a few closing acts. I remember Avatar, big movie. Remember that movie, 3D? 3D movie, big opening. I mean, this theater, it was huge. It was 3,000 people seated. There was a little person who, he went to the movie for a very specific experience. He was sad. I remember I sold him his popcorn, and he told me he was frightened to watch this movie because it marked for him the end of a career in movies. Like, if you think about it, like, think about Star Wars, the first Star Wars movie. It's just tall people and little people, you know? And that's blew people's minds. Oh, Chewbacca, he's so tall. You got these Jawas on Tatooine. They're so little. This is so futuristic. So for this guy, Avatar was a closing act for him. I remember cleaning up the theater afterwards. He was the only person who stayed during the credits, and he was in tears. He was seriously crying. And this leads to the opening act. I was very confused with my life. Wasn't feeling like I was even living. It was a very slow night and I got, let out early, and I lived really close to this movie theater, the Arlington Theater. Our uniform is like a tuxedo without a jacket, basically. So I was wearing like a bow tie and a vest, and I was walking home. And I think I was listening to some music, and there's this guy. I didn't realize he was walking behind me until he tapped me on the shoulder. He was a very scruffy, ambiguously Caucasian. You know, he's white, but I don't know what part of Europe. And he asked me if I had a lighter for a cigarette. I didn't have a lighter. So the first warning sign should have been after I said, I don't have a lighter, he took out a lighter and lit his cigarette on his own, giving me very direct eye contact. We have some general small talk. Like I said, I'm not good at small talk. But so I was like, what's up? And he said something like he's going to visit his girlfriend or something. I get to the corner of my place. He asked me if I have change for him to catch the bus. I don't have any change. And then he punched me in the face. Yeah. that was shocking. Adrenaline comes in at that point. At some point, we got into a tussle, I think. You know, I haven't been in too many fights, but I recall, you know, punching him a couple times. And then he kept saying, I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you. And then I kept saying, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? It was very, do you listen to the blues? It's like a call and response kind of thing we were doing. And then he stopped, and then he just told me to run. And I was in front of my place. So I go into my place. It was around this time. It was like a Thanksgiving break. My roommate was visiting his family. I was still in Santa Barbara because I was working. And so I go into my place. I see that I'm bleeding out of my mouth. Knock on another tenant's door. And I remember someone was like, oh, my God, it's like punching a puppy. And so we... I wish I had a joke so you could stop doing that. We run out to see which way the guy went. And then someone notices that I'm bleeding at the back on the back of my left shoulder. Turns out he was not lying when he said, I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you. And the reason this is the opening act of my life, because I am a comedian now, I realized, like, I was thinking about comedy, but when I was in the ER, my default was to tell a lot of jokes. Because I kept saying, you know, who stabs someone at 7 p.m.? But ultimately, like, even then, it was just like a thing. It was like a thing that happened. Like, I remember the next day I had to call off work and it was very casual. Like, there's a suspicion when a worker calls off work, like, oh, OK, you're going to pretend to be sick. It's like, why can't you come in? And then it's just like, I was stabbed yesterday. it's a great excuse. You should try it. And, but really, after that, it was the texts and phone calls from family members and things like that that made me realize, like, whoa, like, people, like, I don't care about my life, but other people do. So not only is this the opening act of me kind of starting to care about my life, but realizing that I have a life to to something to others. There's a word for that. But that's the end of my story. Yeah.
Thank you, Tim Barnes, everybody. Give it up for Tim one more time. You're going to hear Tim in a moment because he's going to introduce the next act.